how important at the very beginning is getting all the paperwork together?
Getting all the paperwork together is very important. It's the reason the law requires W-2s and other information returns to be sent out early, because, you know, I think if you're a person who is filing a return and maybe seeking a refund, you would want to file as early as possible.
Obviously, that's someone who has, who's single, no dependents, no kids, no ex, nothing, has real simple paperwork. But there aren't many of those people out there.
Not a ton, but, you know, a lot fall into the working, receiving a W-2, maybe having a dependent, whether related or not related. And I think that probably, you know, that's the vast amount of people, at least in our area, that have a filing requirement.
What about people who have an ex, you know, all the different things that when you go into the tax preparer, he says or she says, you need this or you need that. Do you gradually over time figure out what you need to bring in?
A lot of taxpayers initially probably are not completely prepared to have returns done. But over time, I think it becomes easier for people to recognize that information. Obviously, this year, more important than last year and non-existent years prior, have been healthcare forms that have been sent out either by the marketplace or by employers to show when people had health insurance, and those are now must be filed with your return as well.
We have a lot of people around here who are immigrants and may come from a language group that there are no tax forms in. How much of an issue is it with these people to get the paperwork together that they need to file?
Many are fairly prepared. You know, a lot have you know, jobs with an employer that sends out the W-2 on time. They do have a specific dependent issue. Then a lot have school records. But, you know, it's certainly a culture shock, I think, for most, especially considering all the forms are in English. But there are services available to ensure that people who are limited English speaking can get returns prepared correctly.
Ah, prepared. Every year there are problems about tax preparers, overwhelming percentage of whom are honest and efficient and everything else. But how do you know that the person you are going to is going to be honest and efficient and not trying to take advantage of you?
It's a tough question because there are so many options, especially during filing season. There's a gluttony of advertisements from, you know, the big box places like H&R Block, Jackson Hewitt, Liberty Tax, and then small places that just pop up. But, you know, you certainly can vet the return preparer you're using from the IRS.gov website, or there are also free tax prep services from IRS certified volunteers for people that are below a certain income threshold.
Like the people from UB who do tax returns.
Yep, there's people from the University of Buffalo. There's other sites that are run by the Buffalo Federation of Neighborhood Centers. They have them all over the city in different zip codes.
Is there any one statement from a tax preparer or an ad for a tax preparer that should make you say, no, I'm going to go to somebody else?
Something that is around on many preparers' information is a promise of a maximum refund, because, you know, in my opinion, there is not a maximum refund. There's just a refund. And if they are claiming to get you more money than other preparers would be able to get you, I would be concerned. There's also preparers who have financial products such as refund anticipation checks or recently outlawed refund anticipation loans that are incredibly high risk and often result in the taxpayer paying back much more money than they would receive on their refund in the first place. I would also be very wary of a tax preparer who bases their fees on the amount of the refund, because if it's percentage-based, then they have less incentive to be honest and more incentive to put a larger refund on the return than the taxpayer may be entitled to.
On this week's edition of You and the Law, attorney Derek Wheeler has been here, and we've been talking about the minutiae of tax preparation so you get it right the first time. I'm Mike Desmond. WBFO News.